Pass it out through center.
Yeah, we needed some wholesale changes there.
State's got it back. Spartans sent it in. Scarfoni looks over his right shoulder, moves it along to Pilata. Chuck couldn't handle the bouncing puck, taken by Isaac Howard. Scoots behind the Wisconsin net. Tyson Dick stays on him, forced a turnover. Adam Pietelik's got it now. He pushed it past Geary and then took a check into the boards. Puck knocked free, and Savage has it. 3-on-2 for the Spartans. Right wing pass. Here's Larson shooting, and he rows it too high. Off the glass, Scholl after it. Dick as well. Badgers have the puck. Tyson slides it far side. Pietila gained the red line, young man. He did, but couldn't get it deep. 6:45 to go in the third. Badgers late change. Here's Dorward across the line, right wing. Pushed it towards the net. Loose puck ricocheted through the slot out of the reach of Baskel. Horbach pitched it ahead, hoping Lindmark can run it down. Cannot. Spartans after it. Centering pass, or center pass, played by Hensler. He whacked it back Michigan State's way. And then deflects back to the Wisconsin zone. And Daniel Lotch, nifty stick handling. Look at the big fella. Here's Horbach now, left wing. Throws it towards the net, and on all fours is Augustine. He'll just cover it up. Stoppage in play, 6:18 to go here in the third. 2-2 game. Mellenbacher now going at it a bit with Owen West, and the linesman in there to separate those two young men.
Owen West seems to be in the middle of every little controversial play that there is. I don't know if he's just a disturber or he's an enforcer.
Good-looking freshman defenseman from Pittsboro, Indiana, Owen West.
Yeah, hockey hotbed, I'm sure.
Sure. Wisconsin 2, Michigan State 2, 6:18 left in the third. And now Mike Hastings putting Morrissey, Mosley, and Finley back out on the ice. And why not? I mean, this line combination coming into tonight's game, 22 goals and 51 points. Morrissey wins the faceoff. Finley cuts to his left, low left. Oh, he shoots one off the head of Augustine. It bounced back in front of the net. Finley's got it again. Double teamed by the Spartans. D'Angelo tripped him up. We got a whistle and a penalty on Michigan State. Badgers will get a Kunis power play late in the third with a chance to take the lead again. We pause 10 seconds for station identification, 10 seconds for legal ID. You're listening to Wisconsin Badger Hockey.
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Brian and Owen at the Kohl Center. Brian and Ian at the Kohl Center in Madison.
Now you're thinking about Owen Mellenbacher going to score the game winner here.
Mikey D'Angelo with a tripping penalty at 13:51. Badgers on their second Kunis power play of the night. They're 1-for-1 so far. Michigan State won the defensive zone faceoff and clear. They have Stramel, Manisto, Geary, and Sturbeck on the penalty kill. The Badgers send out Dick, Fitzgerald, Kukkonen, Lindmark, and Hensler. And Hensler with a steal in the slot, looking, shooting, too high. Went glove side on Augustine, about 20 feet out. Missed the net. Tyson Dick settles the puck down left wing and snapped off a pass back to center point. But Hensler hadn't regained the zone, so the Badgers have to touch up. Now Dick across the line. Lindmark throws it to the corner. Tyson after it. He'll move it along to the far side. Fitzgerald lifts the stick of Dorward, freeing the puck for Dexheimer. Badgers with it. Power play looking to take the lead. Fitzgerald one-time blast. Missed the net. Off the corner boards and all the way out through center. Mm.
Too far of an angle.
Yeah.
You've got a defenseman who's in the middle of the ice. If the puck misses the net, it's an automatic clear for Michigan State.
Top power play unit out now for the Badgers, who are 8-for-26 in Big Ten play on the power play this season, close to 30%. Behind the net, Finley tried to push it through the legs of one of the Spartans players. Gucciardi couldn't clear. Held in by Dexheimer. Back to Finley. Dexheimer, left side, Morrissey. 40 seconds left on the power play. Missing on a shot pass Morrissey to Mosley. Morrissey falls down. Now he's back up on his skates and has the puck. Gavin taking a look. Tried to pass down to the goal line to Liskoski. Cody battles to chip it along. Here's Morrissey. Mosley shoots one. Save. Rebound. Loose. Mosley. Morrissey. Neither one can get their stick on the puck. Liskoski's got it now. Morrissey out to Dexheimer. Dexheimer skates. Right side. Finley. One-time blast. That goes wide. May have gone off the defender. Gucciardi. Good hold by Morrissey. 13 seconds left on the power play. Finley. Open right circle. Put it in front. And Liskoski chipped it just wide. Morrissey's got it again. Dexheimer. He's looking. Left wing. Morrissey. Pass to the slot. Right back to Gavin. He has to dive to keep it out of the way of Dorward. But Michigan State back in full strength. Good pressure on the power play, but no results to show for it. 2-2 game, 4 minutes left here in the third.
Need a change, boys.
Yep. Finley, Morrissey, Mosley out of gas. Morrissey still remains, though. Here's Kukkonen at center. Loose puck. Mellenbacher can't reach. Gavin does, and he'll dump it back in with 3:45 to go. Well, there was the chance right there for the Badgers on the power play. Here's Howard now. Slides it into the Wisconsin zone for Shouty. Stramel was not defended in front of the Wisconsin net. He's got it now, and a pass across off a stick, and that goes flying into the crowd. Hope everybody's all right.
Well, I'm kind of look there. There's a couple people that are going down to that row, but it doesn't look like anybody's been injured by it.
Good. All right, faceoff in the Wisconsin zone. 3:30 left. Wisconsin had a 2-0 lead. Spartans have rallied to tie it. A 2-2 game. All right, at center ice, Michigan State's got the puck. It's West and Baskel. Larson, Savage, and Dorward. Puck deflected into the Wisconsin zone. Kerr after it. Dances with Dorward right on him. Lost the puck. Dorward's got it. Left wing shot. That's blocked by Lindmark. Good play by the captain. Lindy's got a goal here tonight. Puck up towards center ice. Scholl off the stick of Horbach, and it goes wobbling back towards the Michigan State net, but cut off by Geary. Under 3 minutes left. 2-2 game. Here's Savage now. Captain for Michigan State. Right wing shot, Larson. Pushed it wide. Sent back deep by Shouty. Out of the reach of Wisconsin Scholes. He'll skate it down and couldn't clear. Larson dumps it back deep again. Dexheimer able to beat Savage to the puck. Bumped it off the boards for himself. Scholl now chopped it out through center. I don't know if it's strongly enough for icing. It's not.
Nope.
2.5 minutes left. 2-2 game. Shots on goal 30-29 in favor of Michigan State. Badgers had a power play a moment ago, generated some chances, failed to score. Now the Spartans have iced the puck.
Every faceoff in the defensive zone becomes much more critical for Michigan State. Every offensive faceoff for Wisconsin is an opportunity.
Badgers have won 33 of 55 faceoffs tonight, and Hastings puts Owen Lindmark back out for an offensive zone faceoff. He's 12 out of 19 going against
that, and the fact
Tiernan
that
Shouty.
Gavin Morrissey had an unbelievably extended upon a time after the power play.
Lindmark reaching in, but the faceoff won by Michigan State again, and Geary gets it out to center. Manisto whacks it deep into the Wisconsin zone. Scarfoni will move it far side to Anthony Kerr. Patient with a puck. Passed. Nice catch by Mosley. Passes to the left wing. Run down by Lindmark. Can't get it deep. Put it on the stick of Andrews. 2 minutes left in regulation. Wisconsin 2, Michigan State 2. Long lead feed out of the reach of Finley. Enter Kelly in on the forecheck. Can't play it away from Lodge. Now Mosley's got it, and he'll backhand it out to center off of Finley, and he'll backhand it deep.
There you go.
Wisconsin will get a change. Here comes Fitzgerald and Dick and Kukkonen out there. Christian's had a nice night tonight with a goal and an assist. Gucciardi, though, slides past a couple of Badgers. Long-range shot off the stick of Dexheimer. That's into the mesh, and a faceoff in the Badgers zone. 1:34 left in the third, a 2-2 game. Hey, this weekend series sponsor is TDS. Unleash the speed of fiber internet thanks to TDS.
I'd like to see one of the Badgers unleash something.
Morrissey comes out now with Finley and Mosley. Defensive zone faceoff. Dexheimer and Scholes. Charlie Stramel will take the draw for Michigan State, the former Wisconsin Badger. Tonight in the faceoff circle is 5 out of 17, and he lost that one. Here's Wisconsin's Finley with speed across the line. Can he cut in on West? He's going to try. Backhand shot saved by Augustine and then knocked out of harm's way by the Spartans. Oh, a strong power move by Quinn Finley down the left wing.
That was big time, big time speed.
West outlet pass, ahead redirected by Howard into the Wisconsin zone. Anthony Kerr looks over his right shoulder for a breakout pass. He finds Scholl up the middle now to Morrissey, back to Sawyer. Sawyer reaching for it, puck popped into the air. Horbach got there, he swept it deep. He's in on the forecheck, but Sturbeck took it away and cut to his right and looks. Under a minute to go in regulation, Badgers and the Spartans tied at two. Bouncing puck near the Spartans' blue line, now back into the Wisconsin zone it comes, and Daniel Lodge will take it from there. Lodge, left wing Scholl, he redirects deep. No, he didn't get a piece of it. Scholl was standing right at the red line, and on that pass from Lodge, he didn't make contact with it. Icing on Wisconsin, 42.5 seconds left in the third. Spartans get an offensive zone faceoff. Looks like it'll be to the right of Tommy Scarfoni. And I believe the Spartans will use a timeout or not.
No, I don't think so.
No, they're going to wait. Carson Dorward to take the draw against Wisconsin's Lindmark. Kukkonen remains. Scholl out there too. Lotch and Kerr. 2-2 game. Dorward kicked out of the faceoff circle or not? What's going on? Oh, one of the linesmen talking to the official score about something. Dorward
the clock
wanted to take the draw.
4 seconds.
Oh, Badgers didn't win it. Andrews' long-range shot missed it on the blocker side of Scarfoni. Here's Larson now. He'll throw it to the point. 30 seconds to go in the third. Larson off-balance shot blocked by Kerr. One of the Badgers goes down in front of the net. No penalty. Picked up now. Here's Dorward. Threw it through the blue paint. Out to the left point, Gucciardi. Now Andrews backpedaling. Throws it right corner behind the net. Dorward wrap around. Saved by Scarfoni. Rebound! Chance for Larson. And Scarfoni stopped that too.
Holy cow. That's some intense pressure by Michigan State. They could smell blood.
Yeah, Larson got his stick down underneath Lotch and got a pretty good rebound chance on that shot. But Scarfoni with his stop. He's got 30, make that 29 saves tonight. Face off to his right again. 17.7 seconds left in a 2-2 hockey game here in Madison. Morrissey wins the face off to Dexheimer. And he'll lob it up through center, hoping Finley can beat the defenseman to the puck. Icing waved off. Finley carries Baskill into the corner, 8 seconds. Mosley put it towards the front of the net, blocked down by Andrews, 5-4. Andrews skates towards the state bench, 1, peels back, and we're headed to overtime here in Madison. The 7th overtime game of the season for the Wisconsin Badgers and their 5th in Big Ten play. Wisconsin 2-3-1 in overtime. Michigan State 1-0 won its season opener in overtime against Lake Superior State. So the Badgers 2, the Spartans 2 after 3 periods of play. Let's take a 1-minute break. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
The big game. Family. Friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burger, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way, you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world. We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober. Or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Headed to overtime here at the Kohl Center, a 2-2 game. The lone goal in the third period scored by Michigan State's Joey Larson. They gave credit to defenseman Nicholas Andrews for jarring that puck free. Larson beat Scarfoni at 2:24, his 5th goal of the year to make it 2-2. Badgers had 11 shots on goal in the third period, 8 for Michigan State. Scarfoni, 7 saves in the third. He has 29 for the game. Trey Augustine stopped all 11 he faced in the third period. He has a total of 28 so far. Badgers 1-for-2 on the power play. So is Michigan State. Both teams have drawn a couple of penalties, and we've got 3-on-3 overtime. And we saw this last Saturday against Anchorage. That was wildly entertaining. And again, this will be the 7th time that the Badgers will play an overtime game.
What's interesting to me is that if I was to go back and watch tape of actual good scoring opportunities, we're in a 2-2 game. We're in a situation where scoring opportunities, I bet, would be 15-15 also.
Puck possession huge in overtime, and Stramel won the faceoff for Michigan State. Howard's got it right wing, defended by Dexheimer. Mosley is on the defenseman Andrews, and Morrissey is defending Stramel. And Stramel's shot from out high, blocked by a spinning Morrissey. Ricocheted to Andrews, who's now defended by Morrissey. Dexheimer's got Howard. Dexheimer working through traffic. Shot by Howard, top of the left circle. Stopped by Scarfoni, who put his pass together just at the last moment. And now the Badgers have possession of the puck. 30 seconds into overtime, 2-2 game. Dexheimer, Morrissey, Mosley's going to the bench. Out comes Quinn Finley. Dexheimer will hand it to Finn. Daniel Russell and Carson Dorward out with Matt Baskell for Michigan State in this 3-on-3 sudden victory overtime. And now Daniel Lodge with a puck. Daniel's got 2 goals this season. Both have been overtime winners. Why not put him back out there, right? Oh, and Fitzgerald just got knocked down and threw a wild pass that goes all the way back to the Michigan State zone and gives the Spartans possession. Baskell's got it now. He'll skate up center ice. He's with Russell. Baskell across the line. Shoots one and hits the chest of Scarfoni. He hangs on, and then Scarfoni gave him a little nudge. Faceoff inside the Wisconsin zone. Another 50-50 battle. Faceoff, 3:47 to go in overtime, 2-2.
Yeah, it was, everybody's going with the one defenseman and two forwards. I was a little astonished that when the Badgers turned the puck over down on the other end, Daniel Lotz was the forechecker and the other two forwards were having to play defense. That would make my eyes brighten up if I was Michigan State.
Lindmark and Tyson Dick out with Joe Palatichuk. Owen lost the faceoff against Charlie Stramel, though. Geary's got the puck left wing. Dick remains on him. He'll turn and cycle for Stramel, who gets off the wall, takes it away from Lindmark, comes hard to the net, and stopped by Scarfoni. Oh, Lindmark got undressed by Charlie Stramel off the left wing wall.
Yes, he did. It was part of Charlie Stramel that we saw glimpses of in the last couple of years, but fact of the matter being is that in tight, goaltender's going to win that 9 times out of 10.
All right, Morrissey, Mosley, and Dexheimer back out. Dorwart, Russell, and Andrews for Michigan State. 2-2, we're in overtime, 3:32 remaining. Face off to the right of Scarfoni, and Morrissey won the draw. And Dexheimer will throw it ahead, hoping that Mosley will see the play, but instead it just goes back to the Michigan State zone, and the Spartans run it down. Like the thought, he was trying a lob pass to spring Mosley, but Ryland wasn't ready for it. Here's Dorwart with speed across the line. Russell with it now out near the blue line. Left-hander setting up a one-time blast by Andrews. Good stick by Mosley to block it. And the Badgers have the puck. Dexheimer leans into Russell. Stumbles down. Still has the puck. No penalty called against Michigan State. Badgers with possession. That's important here. Under 3 minutes to go in overtime. 2-2 game. Both teams will get at least 1 point tonight. And then one more point in the standings to the overtime winner and a potential breakaway for Christian Fitzgerald. Here he comes. Deeking forehand stopped by Augustine. Rebound picked up by Finley. Batted out towards the wall. Can't run it down. Michigan State's got it. Larson across the line. Finley stays on him. Now he works back. Larson snapshot right into the bread basket of Wisconsin goaltender Scarfoni. Top of the crease. Hangs on for a faceoff.
Well, the young freshman defenseman Logan Hensler, beautiful pass, and he hits Fitzgerald right in stride. There's no question about that. Good play by their goaltender. He's that good for a reason.
Yep, Fitzgerald was on his forehand, did a little backhand deke, and then his forehand shot denied by Augustine, who now has 29 saves tonight. Morrissey to take the faceoff again, and he's kicked out. Mosley will go against Charlie Stramel. To the left of Scarfoni. And Michigan State wins the draw. Gucciardi, the defenseman, with it. Cuts to the high slot. Left side shooting. Went too high. Missed the net. Rolls all the way in front of the benches. Foot race now. Mosley. Gucciardi hustling back. Mosley with the puck. He caught up to it. And then had it taken right off his stick by David Gucciardi. Long lead feed. Stramel looking back. Side pass to Howard. Good stick by Morrissey. It deflected off of Scarfoni behind the net. Spartans have it back. And then Howard got knocked down. Stramel steals. Open man Baskell looking in front. Easy tap in. They score. Isaac Howard, the overtime winner. 3-2 Michigan State.
Yeah, you miss some, you make some, and all of a sudden, just that one little turnover deep inside the zone, and Charlie Stramel's not stupid. He's going to put it right on somebody's stick who's got the opportunity to score.
Hudson, Wisconsin native Isaac Howard, the game-winning goal. 3-minute mark of overtime from former Badger Charlie Stramel. Michigan State wins in overtime over Wisconsin tonight by the final score of 3-2. Hey, folks, the Badgers still have 8 home games remaining this season, and make sure you sign up your child for a chance to be the Culver's Kid of the Game at a men's hockey game this season. One lucky winner will receive 4 game tickets, a Culver's gift pack, and a ride on the Zamboni during intermission. Again, go to uwbadgers.com/Zamboni for all the information. Michigan State, a 3-2 overtime win tonight. Our postgame show is coming up. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road.
Drive drunk.
Drive sober. Or get pulled over.
Together, we can save lives.
Learn more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov.
Wisconsin DOT.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
The holidays are here, and it's nearly time to pick a present from our grown-up gift list with our Civic Media statewide text to win contest. Listen while you work for the keywords to text for your chance to win $100 cash, an overnight vacation at Chula Vista Resort, and be entered to win one of our grand prizes, a robot vacuum, new luggage, humidifier, espresso machine, and more on our grown-up gift list at civicmedia.us. Just download the Civic Media app and listen weekdays at 7, 11, 1, and 4 for your chance to win starting Monday morning.
Did you know scammers create fake versions of popular websites to steal your money and data? Fake websites can look identical to the real thing. To protect yourself, avoid opening links in email and text messages. Instead, type in the web address directly. Then examine the website for errors before entering payment details and use a credit card for extra protection. Learn more at datcp.wi.gov or call the Consumer Protection Hotline at 1-800-422-7128. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection.
Thanks for listening to this Civic Media station. You're one of thousands of people tuned in right now, whether on the radio, the app, the podcast, or stream. Audio is the number one source of information and entertainment among adults in the U.S. If you own a business or you're in charge of growing a business, this is a key fact, and you should know how it can work for you. That's where we come in. At Civic Media, our local radio stations influence local people. The same people who shop and buy at your place. Now we also reach those same customers wherever they are in the digital world as well. From podcasts to streaming to apps, laptops, and smartphones, our digital advertising capabilities ensure that we deliver the right message to the right people at the right time. And with our state-of-the-art measurement systems, we can prove it. Schedule a short meeting to learn how we can partner locally to help your business thrive. Go to civicmedia.us. Click on sponsorship. You'll hear back within 24 hours.
See for yourself.
Badger Hockey has been brought to you by Alliant Energy. Alliant Energy is powering beyond for you. And by American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. Welcome to the Badger Post Game Show.
Aaron Brian Posick, and that was a tough one to take. Badgers had a 2-0 lead early in the second period. Michigan State rallies, and then the defending Big Ten champions, ranked number one in the country this season, score the game-winning goal at the 3-minute mark of overtime. Hudson, Wisconsin native Isaac Howard from Matt Baskill and from Charlie Stramel. That's the 10th one-goal game the Badgers have played in this season, and their record in one-goal games is now 2-7-1. Every game has been tight, and
yes,
they've found ways recently to win games, but this one, for whatever reason, things just stopped. They were effective early, but it didn't carry on through the entirety of the game.
I've got a feeling that Mr. Fitzgerald would have if he would like to have that one back.
Oh, yeah.
That was the difference maker once the big save was made. I think the momentum just jumped over to Michigan State's side right after that play because it was a beautiful pass by the freshman, Logan Hensler. It's a clear-cut breakaway. He pulls it to his forehand, and the goaltender went right with him. Beautiful play right by their goaltender. And after that, it's just like the Badgers couldn't get out of their own zone.
So So the Badgers fall here tonight by the final of 3-2 in overtime. Let's get to our three stars of the game, brought to you by Everlight Solar. Save money, save the planet. Start with Everlight Solar. Who do you got, Ian?
Interestingly enough, we'll start at the top this time. I think that Christian Fitzgerald had one of his better games of all of the games that he's played so far this year. He's in a situation where he got a goal and an assist, and it seemed like every time that there was an offensive threat for the Badgers, it seemed to be one of those deals where he was spearheading it or getting open and doing whatever he could. He had a really good opportunity, as we mentioned, in overtime.
Yep.
But he also had four shots on net and ended up the game plus one. So that's a pretty good outing for a young man like him, and he'll be my number one star. Number two star went to our goaltender. I don't think he was to blame for anything. He didn't make any bad saves or try and give up any easy goals. Mm-hmm. And he was peppered again tonight. Just another situation where you have to have quality goaltending in front of you and or behind you. And he was the answer tonight. I felt sorry for him that he gave up that power play goal or that overtime goal. But the fact of the matter being is that he was rock solid for the most of the part it was there. Mm-hmm. And the third star I gave to Daniel Lotz, there just seems to be times in the game when he's just so nonchalant, but he'll break up a serious play. He'll make an end-to-end rush. He'll get himself down in by the goal. He'll pick people off as they're coming through. And that long reach of his saved the Badgers three or four times tonight. Congratulations to him. Third star.
All right, so our three stars of the game again brought to you by Everlight Solar. Wisconsin falls in overtime 3-2. More of our post-game show on the way. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road.
And there's another thing we would never do on the road.
Drive drunk.
Drive sober.
Or get pulled over.
Together, we can save lives.
Learn more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov.
Wisconsin DOT.
Why is life better with American Family Insurance? Because every policy comes with something very special. A trusted agent who's there to help protect your dreams by finding the right coverage at the right price. Save up to 23% when you bundle home and auto. American Family Insurance. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Hey, Badger fans. You want your family to be warm and comfortable during the brutal Wisconsin winters, right? That's why it's good to know the knowledgeable, friendly dealers at Bryan Heating and Cooling, who will do whatever it takes to keep your furnace running efficiently, no matter what the weather throws at you. Plus, score up to $2,600 in tax credits on qualifying Bryan systems. And ask about local rebates and financing for qualified buyers. Find your local dealer at Bryant.com. That's Bryant.com. Proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
Coors Light presents To Chill or Not To Chill. When your friend skips your favorite song on the playlist. End the friendship. Or choose chill because that song lives rent-free in your head anyway. And you planned ahead by bringing Coors Light to the party. And the sound of that ice-cold can cracking open was music to your ears already. Coors Light. Choose chill. Celebrate responsibly. 2024 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
Badger fans, the temperatures may be dropping, but the Big Ten action at the Kohl Center is just heating up. This winter, we've got an action-packed schedule of Badger men's and women's basketball and men's hockey games right here at home. Gather your friends and family, secure your seats, and create lasting memories with us at the Kohl Center. For the full Badger schedule and to purchase your tickets, visit uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS. That's uwbadgers.com or 1-800-GO-BADGERS.
Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison, home of the Big Win and Madison Casino Guru, is transforming guests into winners, making an ordinary day into a big win day is easy with a 95% average payout. And with over 140 daily jackpots, the number of people winning has never been bigger. So what are you waiting for? Escape to Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison for your next big win.
Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison.
Back at the Kohl Center in Madison, Wisconsin falls in overtime to Michigan State 3-2. Still, the Badgers gained 4 points on the weekend series and currently in second place, tied with Michigan State for second place in the league, 8 points behind Minnesota. But keep in mind, Spartans have played 6 league games. The Badgers have now played 10. Let's get to our energizing performance of the game, brought to you every night by Alliant Energy. Ian?
Well, I'll bring up Christian Fitzgerald again, because I thought the tide really turned in the Badgers' favor when they scored that power play goal just a few seconds into it. Christian Fitzgerald get credited for the goal from Kukkonen and Scholes. And you just get into a situation where, at least from, that was the even strength goal.
Yep.
That was the kind of the spearhead all of a sudden. Here, just 3:16 into the second period, Badgers are up 2-0, and it wasn't that they were coasting for the rest of the game, but they felt like they had a comfortable lead, and that was the, it just seemed like everybody breathed a sigh of relief when they had their second goal on the power play to kind of motivate everybody through the second period.
Yeah, unfortunately, though, then came the too many men on the ice penalty.
Yes.
And then Michigan State gets on the board, and kind of cut some of that momentum, but the Badgers gained it back in the third period, outshot the Spartans 11-8. Michigan State, though, wins in overtime here tonight, 3-2 the final score. We'll hear from head coach Mike Hastings, highlights and other scores on the way. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
It's the center of the Kringle-making world. Racine County wears the crown, and bakers like those at O&H create more than 10,000 of the delicate oval-shaped pastry every single day.
Just a great pastry. One that's hard to make, though, hard to replicate.
Peter Olison is a third-generation owner. O&H is celebrating its 75th year. But do you know if Wisconsin considers the Kringle our official pastry? The answer coming up.
The 500-square-foot corner bakery to offering our products by mail.
Baker Mike Massanellis says their Kringle is shipped near and far. The tradition began when the Danes came to Racine in the late 1800s, and it is that past and present which created our official state pastry, the Kringle, in 2013. And it's a you can't have just one slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Ho-ho, the holidays are here, and it's time to pick a present from the grown-up gift list with Civic Media's statewide text-to-win contest. Listen while you work for the keywords to text for your chance to win $100 cash, an overnight vacation at Chula Vista Resort, and be entered to win one of the grand prizes, a robot vacuum, new luggage, humidifier, espresso machine, and more on the grown-up gift list at civicmedia.us. Just download the Civic Media app and listen weekdays at 7, 11, 1, and 4 for your chance to win starting Monday morning. Ho-ho-ho!
When you think about early labor unions, do you think of Wisconsin? You should. The state's first labor union formed in Milwaukee in 1847 when the bricklayers organized, then the Carpenters Union in 1848. The National Labor Union didn't even form until 1866. A State Historical Society report shows Wisconsin's union members also pushed for workers' compensation and unemployment insurance legislation, becoming a model for other states. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
Michigan State rallies for a 3-2 overtime win over the Wisconsin Badgers. Spartans now 12-2, 5-1 in the Big Ten. Badgers fall to 6-9-1, 4-6 in league play. Elsewhere in college hockey today, the top-ranked Wisconsin women swept their series at Minnesota State, winning 5-0 this afternoon. Freshman Maggie Scannell had a couple of goals. Layla Edwards a goal and 2 assists. Ava McNaughton an easy 10-save shutout. So the Badger women are 19-1, 13-1 in the WCHA, and idle until January 2nd when they host Ohio State at LeBron Arena. That's a Thursday, and then Saturday, January 4th, the Badgers and Buckeyes hook up at Wrigley Field in Chicago. Non-conference Division I men's college hockey tonight. 10th-ranked Providence completed a home sweep of 8th-ranked Colorado College, winning 5-1. Anchorage, a 3-1 win at Merrimack. Vermont outscored Long Island 7-4. Augustana and Alaska playing tonight. I had not seen a score. I don't think that's a later game. Augustana a winner last night. I know that. Northeastern held on to beat Brown 4-3, and 5th-ranked Maine a 5-2 win over Stonehill. Atlantic Hockey tonight, Holy Cross and American International. Holy Cross won last night in overtime, 1-0. Apparently there were an injury or two last night, and the game today was postponed because one of the teams didn't have a goaltender.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah, so that's difficult. Also, Sacred Heart and Canisius, a 3-3 overtime tie. RIT beat Robert Morris in overtime 4-3. Bentley and Mercyhurst, a 2-2 overtime draw. Air Force, a 4-2 win over Niagara. ECAC, how about St. Lawrence and Harvard, a scoreless overtime tie?
Oh, I'd pay big money to see that.
Colgate doubled up Cornell 6-3. Clarkson, a 3-2 win over Dartmouth. Princeton 6, RPI 2. Quinnipiac beat Union tonight 3-1. One game in Hockey East, UMass shut out Boston University 4-0. Remember one of the Terriers? They were talking about them being national championship contender. They've fallen back to the pack. I think they have 6 or 7 losses already, BU.
Yeah, and it's interesting because there was some controversy over their 2 or 3 of their players early on in the season, yeah. And I'm not sure what it was all about, but all of a sudden you go from world beaters to basement dwellers.
Yeah. Also in the CCHA tonight, how about Ferris State, Ian?
Yeah, I feel so sorry for Northern Michigan.
No, you don't.
They are 1-14-1.
Oh, Dave Shyack, back head coach there, a member of that 87 national championship team. But Ferris State, a 2-1 win over Northern today. St. Thomas won at Michigan Tech 4-1. Lake State, a 4-3 win over Bemidji. And Rhett Pitlick scores in overtime. Minnesota State over Bowling Green 3-2. Luke Strand and the Mavericks are 12-4-2. Boy, they're a good lot.
They're finding ways to win. I think that's what, when I talked to Luke last, he said, we're not that great, but we are finding ways to win.
Also in the NCHC tonight, North Dakota beat Miami 4-2. 18th-ranked Arizona State, a 3-2 overtime win over visiting Minnesota Duluth. 9th-ranked St. Cloud State beat Omaha 5-2. That after Omaha won last night in overtime on Sam Stang's OT winner. And then 2nd-ranked Denver lost at 7th-ranked Michigan last night, but the Pioneers win tonight in overtime 3-2. And the only other Big Ten game, 4th-ranked Minnesota shut out 6th-ranked Michigan 2-0. A 22-save shutout for Liam Soulier. Sam Renzel, a power play goal. He also assisted on Jimmy Snuggerud's empty net goal. The Gophers improved their record to 15-2-1. Michigan is 10-5-1, but the Wolverines have lost 3 of their last 4. They will host Wisconsin next Friday and Saturday at Yost Arena in Ann Arbor. Here the Badgers fall to Michigan State in overtime 3-2. We've got highlights coming up. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Hi, Mark and Sarah Tauscher here. We are teaming up with American Family Insurance for yet another season of giving.
Together, we're raising funds for American Family Children's Hospital Virtual Toy Drive. Every dollar goes towards purchasing therapeutic play supplies for pediatric patients.
This year, American Family Insurance is matching all donations up to $50,000. So help us support this critical program for children and their families.
Let's gift joy, lift spirits, and deliver happiness.
Learn more at amfamforkids.org.
Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison, home of the Big Win and Madison Casino Guru, is transforming guests into winners, making an ordinary day into a big win day is easy with a 95% average payout. And with over 140 daily jackpots, the number of people winning has never been bigger. So what are you waiting for? Escape to Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison for your next big win.
Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison.
Which schools will take home the prestigious Learfield Directors' Cup as the top college athletic programs for the 2024-25 college athletic season? You can follow the standings of your favorite team or alma mater at L Directors Cup on Twitter and online at TheDirectorsCup.com. Trophies will be awarded in June 2025 to the winning institutions in all college sports divisions. Learfield Directors Cup, the crowning achievement in college athletics.
Hi, Mark and Sarah Tauscher here. We are teaming up with American Family Insurance for yet another season of giving.
Together, we're raising funds for American Family Children's Hospital Virtual Toy Drive. Every dollar goes towards purchasing therapeutic play supplies for pediatric patients.
This year, American Family Insurance is matching all donations up to $50,000. So help us support this critical program for children and their families.
Let's gift joy, lift spirits, and deliver happiness.
Learn more at amfamforkids.org.
Well, Michigan State rallies for a 3-2 overtime win over Wisconsin tonight. Joining us downstairs is head coach Mike Hastings. And Mike, a good first period. You get the lead. You're up 2-0. I know Michigan State rallied, but it seemed like you found your game again in the third and kept pushing and pushing. Unfortunately, just fell short tonight. What do you think the difference was?
Well, you know what? We have a good opportunity in overtime with the breakaway, and we don't finish, and then they come back and make a play on a back door, and that's the difference in the game in overtime. I did like our reset going back into the third period. I thought we hung on a little bit in the second period. Went in, got a little bit of a blow, and I thought the guys managed the third period better than what we have in the past. And you know what? You get to overtime. If you can make a play, you win it. If you don't, you're playing a little bit of Russian roulette. So I like our growth over the last couple of weeks here. It's not perfect, but it is going in a good direction.
Oh, certainly so. You're 4-1-1, the only loss in overtime. I mean, Mike, that's the seventh overtime game you played this season. I mean, overtime is entertaining for the fans and stuff. What's it like for a head coach?
You know what? When you do well in them, you don't mind it. You kind of like it. And when we're on a little bit of a slide that we are. And again, if you've looked at the last couple, I'll go to Anchorage and even tonight. We had some pucks on the sticks of guys that you like to have it on their stick to finish overtime. And you know what? We'll just have to stick with it. I do like what's happening with our group right now. They're playing for each other. There are times that when we do have valleys in our game, they're resetting and they're going back after it. So I want to stay in their corner because they're doing the work.
Yeah, you get 4 of 6 points, too. I know you'd like all six on home ice, but that's the top-ranked team of the country that you just played. To get 4 out of 6, that's pretty good.
Yeah, it's progress. You know, it's not perfect, like I said, and I told the guys I don't want them walking out of here looking at their shoes. You know what? We've just got to continue to chip away and get a little bit better, and if we continue on this pace, we've got to finish. And what I mean by that is we've got two games against a Michigan team that's going to be very – motivated to try and defend their ice, and Christmas break doesn't start until Saturday around 10:30. So we've got some work to do this week. We need to get some rest tomorrow and get back after it on Monday.
All right, Mike, thanks for your time. Have a good Sunday.
Thank you.
Sure. Head coach Mike Hastings referring to the Michigan Wolverines, who just got shut out twice at Minnesota. So I'd like to know, and I don't have the information readily available, when was the last time Michigan got shut out back-to-back nights in a weekend? I don't care who they're playing. You know?
I'll call Red Berenson. He'll know.
You think?
He might have been involved with it. I'm not sure.
Yeah. So the Badgers and Michigan State, you know, so much fun last night as Wisconsin took on the top-ranked team in the country and beat the Spartans 4-0 with maybe the most complete game they had played all year. Here tonight, Wisconsin hoping to do something that the Spartans did to the Badgers a year ago. Remember last season, Wisconsin was 9-1, ranked number one in the country for the first time since 06, and went to East Lansing and got swept by Michigan State. Here the Spartans come to town ranked number one. Wisconsin trying to sweep Michigan State. They got the job done last night. What would happen tonight? Here are the calls of the game. Badgers 1-for-2 on the power play last night. 5-for-14 over the last five games. Second unit out. Shot by Fitzgerald. Rebound! Badgers score! The captain, Owen Lindmark, 1-0 Wisconsin. 3 minutes into the second period, 1-0 Wisconsin. Steal again at center, Fitzgerald. Right wing, Kukkonen drops back. Fitzgerald with some time. Back to Kukkonen. Goes upstairs. Glove save. Rebound. Put in by Fitzgerald. Badgers score 2-0. Baskill with it. Door Ward again. The left-hander looks backside right. Scarfoni. Oh, he got a piece of the shot. Far side by Howard. It hit him and trickled in. Power play goal for Michigan State. The Badgers lead down to one. Scholes looks around his right shoulder. Mellenmacher had it, turned it over. Larson all alone. Scarfoni, backhand, he scores. He deked, went forehand, backhand. A bad turnover by the Badgers, and Michigan State pulls even. It deflected off of Scarfoni behind the net. Spartans have it back. And then Howard got knocked down. Stramel steals. Open man, Basco looking in front. Easy tap in. They score. Isaac Howard, the overtime winner. 3-2 Michigan State. That was the way it finished off here tonight in Madison. Wisconsin got on the board first. Owen Lindmark, his third goal of the season, came on a power play at 16-18 of the first period from Christian Fitzgerald and Logan Hensler. 1-0 Badgers. It was 2-0 Wisconsin as Fitzgerald scored an even-strength goal at 3:16 from Kyle Kukkonen and Zach Scholes. For Fitzy, his second of the year. But Michigan State pulled back within one. Charlie Stramel actually tipped in the Isaac Howard shot on the power play at 6:57. Stramel, his fourth goal of the year. Dorwart got an assist as well, so 2-1 after two. And then Michigan State tied it early third after a turnover. Nicholas Andrews to Joey Larson at 2:24, Larson's fifth of the year. And then in overtime, Michigan State had five shots on goal to Wisconsin's one. Their fifth shot found the back of the net as Stramel hit Baskel wide open right wing and then backdoor to Hudson, Wisconsin's Isaac Howard, who tapped it in. Howard, his seventh goal of the season, and that was it here tonight. Howard, one goal, 2 points, four shots on goal. Larson had a goal, led the team with seven shots on goal, a two-point night for the former Badger Charlie Stramel, while Trey Augustine stopped 29 shots to improve his record this season to 10-2. The Spartans leave town with a 12-2 record, 5-1 in the Big Ten. Both teams 1-for-2 on the power play. Both teams had only two penalties tonight. I mean, very disciplined hockey, really, from two teams that like to possess the puck but not afraid to get physical either, Ian.
Yeah, they have some big boys. I don't think this is nearly as large a team in college hockey as like when we saw Augustana or sure. Any of the independents that we talked about, because they're much bigger and much stronger. But this is a skilled team. There's no question about it. And they play the system the way they're supposed to play it. So you're going to have to be nearly perfect in order to take 2 points away from them.
You know, the Badgers possess the puck a lot again tonight, winning 36 of 63 faceoffs. Sawyer Scholl was 6-for-6 in the circle. Also, the Badgers blocked 15 shots tonight, three from Ben Dexheimer, who had three shots on goal. So did Logan Hensler. Hensler with a helper tonight. Kyle Kukkonen, a team-best five shots on goal. He had an assist this evening. I mentioned Lindmark's goal. Christian Fitzgerald had 2 points. His goal, four shots on goal. Tommy Scarfone, 33 saves tonight, but he had his five-game unbeaten streak. Make that his six-game unbeaten streak. Six-game unbeaten streak snapped here tonight. He was 5-0-1 in his last six games. He suffered the loss. His record now 5-5-1. Wisconsin is 6-9-1, 4-6 in the league. Tonight, 11,063 fans paid to salute Joe Pavelski and watch the Badgers and the Spartans. It took 2 hours and 15 minutes to play. Michigan State prevails in OT 3-2. And we'll wrap things up in a moment. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Central Heat, you know, the HVAC systems that heat your entire house. Man, those can really cost us an arm and a leg. And they lose up to 30% of their energy through the ductwork, plus more when we're heating rooms that we aren't even using. One trick that can bring down your heating bill is to lower your thermostat and use energy-efficient space heaters where you really need the heat. I'm a little retro, and I like radiant heaters. Those are heaters that just heat a specific area in a room. On average, running a 1,500-watt space heater is going to cost you about 20 cents an hour, while running your central electric furnace, that's going to run you $1.37 an hour. So space heaters can mean real savings. However, if you use a space heater, make sure you follow the directions for their safe use. For more everyday money tips, check out workmoney.org. The next time, I'm Carrie Joy saying take good care.
There are so many traditions built around the Wisconsin Badgers, game day and the mascot, which in 1889 was a real badger. It didn't go well. Eventually, the animal was replaced by a person. An on-campus contest chose the official mascot name, Buckingham U. Badger. Still, Wisconsin's official animal is a badger. But do you know which animal almost earned this title instead? Gray squirrel? White-tailed deer? Black bear? The answer is coming up. The original badger's nickname is actually associated with lead miners in the state, not the animals. It was the 1820s, and the miners often didn't have shelter in the winters, so they lived
lived like badgers, digging tunnels into the hillsides where they worked. So was there almost another state animal? Yes, the white-tailed deer, which later became the official wildlife animal. But the history surrounding the badgers is a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Once again, it's the busy holiday season. Take the time to consider some financial moves before we turn the calendar to 2025. First, review your investment portfolio to ensure it is performing as expected and still fits your goals, risk tolerance, and time horizon. Next, consider adding to your 401k and health savings account. And if you have a flexible spending account, you'll want to spend any unused funds before the year ends or else risk losing them. If you have children, consider opening a 529 education savings plan, which allows for tax-free withdrawals for qualified education expenses. Contribute to an emergency fund to help cover 6 months of living expenses or unexpected costs, such as a major home or car repair. And if you're 73 or older, make sure you take your required withdrawals from your traditional IRA so you can avoid penalties. Finally, review your estate plans, especially if you've recently experienced changes in your family situation, such as marriage, remarriage, or the birth of a child. This is Clay Kanoki, your Edward Jones Financial Advisor at 715-421-0958. Member SIPC.
How they played tonight, and again, he was just very blatantly honest. He said, you miss a near break, and then you turn around and you collapse. That's right. You miss a breakaway, by Fitzgerald, and then you come back and you kind of collapse in the offensive zone or in the defensive zone. It's six of one, half dozen of the other. You can't live in the past, and you just learn that those are things you can't do in the future.
Sure. So Wisconsin at Michigan next weekend. We're on the air Friday night at 4:30 and then Saturday at 5:30. Then it's the Quick Trip Holiday Face-Off from Fiserv Forum in Milwaukee. Saturday and Sunday, December 28th and 29th. Both of those games start at 5 o'clock. And then off to Michigan State January 2nd, and you get to go to Wrigley Field and call a game on January 4th, right?
I'm going to play
coming
right,
with me?
I'm going to play right field.
Are you?
Yeah.
you and Terry Poole?
Yes, my man.
Ian, nice job. My thanks to our producer, Hunter Stunkel, at our Learfield studios in Jefferson City, Missouri. I'm Brian Posick saying so long, everybody. Once again, the final score here tonight at the Kohl Center in Madison. Michigan State in overtime knocks off Wisconsin 3-2. Thanks for listening to Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Badger Hockey has been brought to you by SeatGeek. SeatGeek is the official ticketing partner of the Wisconsin Badgers. Find tickets to Badger games and more. SeatGeek. And by UW Health Sports Medicine. Treating the Badgers, treating you. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation of the Badger Sports Network.
Meet me in that Halligan, bit of cabin right there, I say. With a hand of old shotgun, with a bonnet right in my head. Well, well. Yes, yes, I'm gonna pay him again, and one day I'll be living free.
Live in the lair here on Max Inc. Radio. Hey, Tom is listening to WGBW up in Green Bay. He says he's enjoying the music from Lou Shields and the cool sounding guitar. Thanks for listening, Tom. Appreciate you. Lou, your music is going to be out or is out on Spotify. You're on Instagram, Facebook. What's your website so people can find your .com?
LouShields.com.
LouShields.com. Nice and easy. Yeah. Thank you so much for taking the time
Thank you.
Coming and playing for us tonight. We really appreciate it. And your next show is what? February 6th at the Harmony Bar here in Madison.
Yeah, next show in town.
Oh, that's a great venue.
Harmony Bar. Real nice folks. Real great place to come.
What's that burger they have there, Rocker? The almond burger?
The walnut burger.
Walnut burger.
That's right. Good. All right. The walnut burger. It's been there forever.
Lou, you got one more song for us. We got about 5 minutes here, a little less, actually, 4 minutes. What do you got here?
This is called All I Do, and this could be 2 minutes or it could be three. It depends on what y'all want.
Let's get into it. Let's hear it. It's Lou Shields live in the Lair. Don't forget, Indy 45 is coming up tonight at 10 o'clock here on Max Inc. Radio.
Trying to get it right for you, well, loving on you and that's right new and I'm loving on that. I said I ain't nothing to but you know I'm sure loving on you, well, loving on you and that's all I got. Well, and that's all I need today, well.
Shields live in the Lair. Lou, you're awesome, man. Thank you so much for taking the time with us and sharing your music. So we got the show at the Harmony on February 6th. Where else are you playing?
I'm bouncing around in Rochester, Minnesota, and you know, all kinds of places. My next show got a little break over the holidays, but the 28th of December, I'm at Fitzgerald in Berwyn, Illinois.
Okay.
Real cool place. Quintessential.
Do you drive a bus or do you got a, what kind of, where do you drive
it
around?
Got a van. Got built it out, a little camper in there, you know.
Where did you come down to Madison from tonight?
Today was not too bad because I was in Madison most of the day.
So nice.
I played in up North Bar last night, right in town.
That's a great place.
That was a lot of fun. A lot of folks came out and had a good time.
Nice. Yeah, lucky for us.
Really cool.
That's awesome. Well, Lou, safe travels to you. Don't be a stranger. Send us your music. We'll play it here on Max Inc. Radio. And once again, man, thank you so much.
Thank you so much. Appreciate y'all. Thank you.
All right, Rocker, good fun show tonight. We want to thank our guest. We had James Ferret from Ethical Trade. We had Eric Reedash from Bad Deck Scuba Review. We had Steve Deary from Steez. Of course, Lou Shields. We got Shane Christopher Neal coming up with Indy 45. Original local music from Ontario, Canada. It's our sister music scene, Rocker.
Yeah, man. And, you know, we should mention what's coming up next week.
Yes.
The Trembling Giant. We're going to have him in the studio. And then the week after that, let's see, pull up Max Inc. Radio.
MaxIncRadio.com.
MaxIncRadio.com. I can't remember it all, Jimmy.
Okay. Well, I tell you, just go to MaxIncRadio.com. The whole schedule is right there. We could do it right now, but, you know, we're distracted. We can't do it.
That's right.
All right. We're out of here. Thanks for listening. Have a great night. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
Once again, it's the busy holiday season. Take the time to consider some financial moves before we turn the calendar to 2025. First, review your investment portfolio to ensure it is performing as expected and still fits your goals, risk tolerance, and time horizon. Next, consider adding to your 401k and health savings account. And if you have a flexible spending account, you'll want to spend any unused funds before the year ends or else risk losing them. If you have children, consider opening a 529 education savings plan, which allows for tax-free withdrawals for qualified education expenses. Contribute to an emergency fund to help cover 6 months of living expenses or unexpected costs, such as a major home or car repair. And if you're 73 or older, make sure you take your required withdrawals from your traditional IRA so you can avoid penalties. Finally, review your estate plans, especially if you've recently experienced changes in your family situation, such as marriage, remarriage, or the birth of a child. This is Clay Kanoki, your Edward Jones Financial Advisor at 715-421-0958. Member SIPC.
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM, W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.